Mitch, it's just about that time again. Conference season is right around the curve. We have a lot of events coming up and a new president that's going to be taking office. Tell us about some of the events that are going on.
Sure. Coming up in not too long from now is the 112th annual conference of the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police. Our annual training conference and police security expo is kind of wraps up and is the highlight of our programming year. And we have, as usual, an outstanding schedule of events, both networking and fellowship. But most importantly, we have our professional development programming that we'll be conducting during the conference. We have our Police Security Expo, one of the largest and most important of the industry shows in the U.S.
And in fact, that expo is probably, I would say it is the second largest in the nation, probably only to IACP.
Yeah, generally that's, we think that it is just behind the International Chiefs Conference in terms of the size of the expo. National Sheriffs also have a big show as well. But not just the size, right? It is an important industry event that takes place in Atlantic City, and it basically draws attendees from the entire northeast part of the country and vendors literally from around the world because of the market size.
Yeah, I would say that if there's anything law enforcement or security oriented, there's a vendor there and you can get information and supplies right at that moment. But let's also talk about the conference. And we have a new president coming in, Chief John Russo.
We do. So Chief John Russo from Rutherford PD up in Bergen County is our president-elect. And at the installation banquet, John will be installed as our president. That kind of caps off the great week of programming that we have. We start off on the Monday evening of the conference. We start off with a networking and fellowship event, as we usually do, bringing everybody together. It's a chance for our members, our stakeholders, and their families to get together and enjoy, you know, enjoy in a social setting that networking. And then we begin right away the following morning on Tuesday, June 24th, with our excellent professional development programming. So this year, we start off on Tuesday, June 25th, with one of this country's great presenters to law enforcement, and that's Eric Daigle. Many of our listeners will be familiar with Eric. He's been with us many times. He is a presenter all around the country, an important component of the legal officer section at the International Association of Chiefs of Police, one of the divisions that I belong to. And Eric will be revising his First Amendment updates for police command personnel. It's a really important topic in general, but in particular, over the past few years, there have been so many developments, both in the courts, policy related, and others, that this is a really important chance for hundreds, literally hundreds, of our police leadership in our state to get in these important legal and policy updates in Eric's inimitable way. He's a tremendous presenter.
And that's exactly it, right? In his own inimitable way. I've been lucky enough to had the opportunity to listen to Eric on several occasions, and he never ceases to amaze me on how he keeps us involved in the discussion, and obviously the fact of his depth of knowledge on particularly in the issue of First Amendment. And Mitch, there's the second day of training as well?
That's correct. So the following day, Wednesday the 26th, we have another excellent professional development opportunity where hundreds and hundreds of our police leaders in the state will get a chance to hear from one of their peers, Chief Jared Bergwin, who just recently retired from the San Bernardino Police Department in California. He will be there and he will be presenting a program that he calls Active Shooter Lessons for the Chief. It's not really just that kind of a dry description of how you go about preparing for an active shooter, but as many of our listeners will remember, he was the chief during a time where there was a very high profile, very important active shooter incident in San Bernardino. He was the chief, he was the on-scene commander, and he has put together a presentation where he gives a very in-depth look at what went right, what went wrong, and more importantly, lessons to be drawn from that incident that can be imparted to police command personnel. And he'll be our guest for that morning. I think it'll be very impactful. Like Eric's presentation, it will be interesting and important, but it'll be really impactful because of the nature of the event that the chief will go through and the lessons that he will, in a very honest way, be able to impart. Hopefully that when those hundreds of police commanders from our state leave, they'll come out better and better prepared for the God forbid, eventuality that may need to put those lessons into effect.
Yeah, I look forward to that opportunity to listen to his training. I think it's going to be very impactful. I also know that seats are limited to both of these events as well. So if you are interested, go on to the New Jersey State Association's website so that you can register as soon as possible. One of the other things that are going to be, and I think it's very exciting for you and I, Mitch, is this will be our second opportunity to do Chief Talk Live right on the floor of the Atlantic City Exhibition Center.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be bringing, once again, our podcast right to the floor of the Police Security Expo at the New Jersey Chiefs booth. And we'll have, once again, some great guests and a chance to kind of bring this show on the road in front of an audience, so to speak, as we have, you know, the over 700 exhibitors and thousands of attendees going up and down the aisles and making those visits to those important vendors. But we'll get a chance to say hello and hear from some really interesting guests. And we're putting that schedule together right now.
Yeah, no, I really look forward to that. That environment is so much different, being able to do it live. It's a lot more, I think it's fun and a little bit more intuitive sometimes. I look forward to our guests. And quite frankly, we also thank our sponsor for that, Extra Duty Solutions, for making that possible.
Yeah, we really do appreciate their support. Just like all of our sponsors and partners, that support helps us achieve our mission as an organization. The mission of this podcast, obviously, is to bring these conversations with these guests to our members, our stakeholders, and the general public. So we really appreciate that support, making that possible to happen.
So, Mitch, the dates on the conference?
So we start on June 24th with that kind of opening networking reception. The heart of the conference is on the 25th and 26th of June, where we have our training programs as well as the Police Security Expo. That evening on the 26th is our installation banquet when John Russo will take his spot as our next president. We also, that night, have another important function during the banquet where we give our New Jersey Police Chiefs Foundation Valor Awards. Each year, our charitable foundation sponsors the awards program where police chiefs can nominate members of their agency who have gone over and above. And it is a real way for us to highlight the amazing work that so many of our police officers do day in and day out. And we get a chance to highlight one or more of them that night with the Police Chiefs Valor Award.
Yeah, it's such a very important opportunity for us to be able to say thank you for the great work that our officers do throughout the year, and then highlight some of those very important issues that come up or situations and how they handle it. So I'm really looking forward to the banquet, looking forward to the conference itself. And Mitch, I'm looking forward to you and I having that opportunity to be right there on the Atlantic City exhibition floor with our Chief Talk Live.
Me too, John. I can't wait for that. I feed off the energy of all those people walking around. Sometimes it's people making faces at you or unexpectedly stopping by and talking to our guests while we're speaking to them. That was a little bit of a surprise, but it's a great time and a great chance for us to really interact with hundreds, if not thousands, of our peers as they make their way through the expo and at the 112th annual NJSACOP training conference.
So once again, this would be a great opportunity to go on to the New Jersey State Chiefs of Police website and go to the registration area so that you can sign up for the exhibition as well as to our conference. And Mitch, as always, thanks so much for let's having our own conversation today about what I think is a fantastic event coming up. And to listen to this episode as well as those in our archive, visit njsacop.org and click Chief Talk on the homepage. On behalf of Mitch, I'm John Zabrowski. Thanks for listening to Chief Talk.
Your extra duty program provides meaningful benefits to your officers and your community. But the effort, financial risks, and legal complications can be overwhelming. At Extra Duty Solutions, we run your off-duty program so your officers don't have to. Moreover, our real-time reporting ensures that jobs are assigned fairly and officers paid promptly. The best part, our services are free to your agency. Extra Duty Solutions, your off-duty program specialists.